These kind of books like this, I mean, define the substance between the lines, and that's the Saraswati's gift. In other words, by bhajan and by deeply absorbing oneself in one particular book, the author of that, by praying to the author of that book, and by deeply studying the verses over and over again, of course you have the added advantage of knowing Hindi and some Sanskrit, I suppose, also. And then you can really go deep as you can go to it, and then the rest is revelation. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam. Pratyaksha. This revelation can come from Saraswati. If there's a need. If there's a need for you to know, to solve a riddle of your bhajan. If your bhajan is some riddle, some mystery, then you take that particular aspect that actually directly applies. Otherwise, all, as you know, all the mysteries of the Shastra, yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru, that one who has faith in guru, then all the secrets of Shastra eventually become revealed, even if one is not very learned. Because it's not by intellectual study, it's not by scholarship, it's only by bhakti. This is bhakti gyan. This is a higher order of gyan. This is not gyan of Brahman, Brahma-gyan, Brahma-vidya. Brahma-vidya or Brahma-gyan can be attained by Arohapanta. Arohapanta means the path of ascension. Your power, your strength, climb up the ladder. But Avarohapanta is the path of grace, the path of mercy coming down. So this is bhakti, is a mood of petition and prayer and submission and surrender. Bhakti-mama vijananti yavanyashtasmitattvataha. Krishna says the tattva. This bhakti jnana or bhakti tattva is coming by the mercy of Krishna. That verse is there in Gita, right? Bhakti mama vijananti. I think it's like 18th chapter or something like that. Yeah, we can just look at that. What is that number? Bhakti mama vijananti. Maybe 55. Let's just see. 1855. Famous verse. Yeah, you're right. Bhakti mam abhijanati yavan yash chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said to Arjuna, one can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Vishate tad anantaram. Anantaram. He enters the ananta dham. Thereafter, vishate tad anantam. Anantaram. Tatvato gyatva. Mam tattva, my tattva. So if you want to know Krishna's tattva, it can be known by bhakti. So this bhakti tattva is Krishna's tattva. So this is by devotion, by surrender, and Krishna can reveal, solve the riddles, and answer the questions that maybe Shastra can't give directly or clearly. But Super Soul and Guru can give clearly. Super Soul is also Guru, Chaitya Guru, the internal guide, eternal and internal guide. Only by bhakti can one actually know me and enter into my pastimes. Bhakti mam abhijanati yavan yashchasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva Vishate taranantaram. Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 55th verse. Sri Krishna said, it is only through bhakti that one can know the tattva of my glories and sarup. One then enters my eternal pastimes through that tattva on the strength of prema bhakti. That's another translation. Highly embellished, let's say. It says, tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. So vishate tadanantaram has become enter my eternal pastimes. And Prema Bhakti and many other things have been embellished here. So Sanskrit is like that. Part of it is it's Gyan and Bhav combined. Knowledge and Bhav. So this is Bhakti Tattva. Yes. How do we know when we're serving our desires or serving the Lord? Well, brahmachari, someone who's a brahmachari like yourself, generally they're under the control of the guru. Brahmachari gurukule vasandantor gurorhitam. Vasandantor gurorhitam. His senses are under the control of the guru. Gurorhitam. He's living in the gurukul, or the ashram, for the benefit of the guru. So whatever he's doing is under the order of guru, guru agya. Prabhu Datta Desh. He's not acting whimsically. Oh, I want to go here, I want to go there. I want to do this, I want to do that. If I want to do this in order to get this for myself, I want to do that to get this other thing for myself. And oh, I'm a Brahmin now, but I want to eat lots of Mahaprasadam. So I'm going to ask the temple president if I can do pujari work. Because I want to eat that Mahaprasad. And also I know cooking, so then I can cook the offering and then eat it also. So that's the best. Eating is also good, but if I know cooking, then I can cook for the Lord very nicely according to what I like, of course. And hopefully he likes it too. And then I'll offer it to Bhagavan, and then I'll eat up all the maha. So, oh Gurudev, I want to do this pujari work. So there's motivation there. That's calm. That's, again, serving the master of calm in a very crafty way. This is not really surrendered. But we said that the Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram, Kimkaram, Kimkaram means how may I serve you? Kim Karomi, what may I do to serve you? So the brahmachari, this is his only question is, how may I serve? How may I serve you? In fact, this is generally the mood of every Vaishnava. Because if every Vaishnava, the svabhava, the nature of every Vaishnava, the identity of every Vaishnava, is that he's a servant. I'm not the master, I'm a servant. This is my actual eternal identity. Right? This is my sarup. My sarup is service. So then if that's my sarup, then what's my action? My action is service. So who do I serve? I serve everybody and anybody. Respect all, love all, serve all. This is the motto of the devotee. Srinada Pisunichina Tori Vasishina Amanina Mani Dana Kirtina Sisya Sadahari. Respect all, love all, serve all. So therefore, many times a devotee actually develops a certain consciousness that when someone comes to him, when someone approaches him, he thinks, oh, what does this guy want? And if he looks big and if he's strange and he's unknown and it's dark and it's night, and he thinks, oh, who is this? This is dangerous. Who is this person? You know, he's some stranger. Maybe he's a robber, a thief. Hey, he's on guard. He's careful. But a devotee, he's only thinking, how may I serve you? So actually, oftentimes I know myself, I've met different devotees. I go to meet someone for sadhu sangha. And I offer obeisances. And as soon as I sit up, they say, how may I serve you? That really struck me once when I first heard this, and I said, how may I serve you? And I was saying, I should serve you, but actually I have come here to take some service. I've come here to ask some questions and take some knowledge from you. I want a service of your knowledge and your blessings and your mercy. So you can serve me. Yes, I can you answer these questions? So then, of course, we maybe in a false way, we imitate that. And people come, we say, how may I serve you? But someday that may become the genuine feeling. That's a bhav. A bhav is a feeling. Now we have calm bhav. It's called calm bhav. We have very strong feelings for material activities. Very strong. We don't have to study a book how to engage in material activities. We don't have to study a book on how to have material feelings. We don't have to study any shlokas how to feel good about maya. We naturally feel good about maya. It's called calm bhav. We have intense feelings and appetite for maya. Anytime, we can be sleeping in our bed, 2 o'clock in the morning in the Brahmacharya ashram, someone wake up, hey, Krishnadas, wake up, look, I have some cheesecake and ice cream, yeah, it's 2 o'clock, no, come on, it's good, okay, we'll get out at 2 o'clock, we'll jump up and eat cheesecake and ice cream, because any time of the day or night, we have an appetite, we have bhav, it's part of our nature, it's our inseparable to our nature, like our skin. Our skin is, we can't separate our skin from our bones, it's part of us. Our skin, our nerves, our veins, our arteries, they're part of us. It's part and parcel of us. It's us. We're made of these things. We're made of this calm bhav. So someday, somehow, someday, some way or other, we maybe have this bhav. It's called seva bhav. Calm bhav will be replaced by seva bhav. And in seva bhav, we'll only care about serving Krishna and Guru and Vaishnavas. And we'll see, Hari Guru Vaishnava. There's nothing else. What else is there? Every jiva, the jiva dharma, the dharma of every jiva is Krishna Das. Every jiva is Sanatana Dharma. Every jiva is Sanatana, and every jiva is part of God, and every jiva is a Das. So every jiva is a Vaishnava. So then that's the whole gamut of creation is contained in these three words, Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari Seva, Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva. What's left? There's nothing left. Because either everyone is our guru, which means heavy or superior to us, or everyone's a Vaishnava, which means is a devotee of the Lord, or Bhagavan is everywhere. Everywhere is guru, everywhere is Bhagavan, and everywhere is Vaishnava. This is a fact. Because all three are functioning simultaneously. If you look at any person, that person can be your guru. So they're guru seva, or they can be Vaishnava seva, or you can also Hari seva. Bhagavan Seva, Hari Guru Vaishnava, because Bhagavan's in their heart. So if you serve that person, you're serving Guru, you're serving Vaishnava, and you're serving Hari. And that's what it said. You must have read, when you offer obeisances to somebody, we're not offering obeisances to the person, to the super soul. Yeah, this is Prabhupada's in purport, also in Prabhupada's book. When you're offering obeisance, you're offering obeisance to the super soul. It's like one super soul offering obeisance to another super soul. The super soul's in my heart offering obeisance to the super soul in your heart. Vishnu knows how to behave. So, but we look at each other, hey, I'm not offering obeisance to you. Who are you? I remember once someone came up to me, one devotee, he said, Maharaj, he was quite straightforward, this is in Krishna Mahalam Temple. So Maharaj, you're one of the few sannyasis that I offer obeisances to. There's about 80 sannyasis in ISKCON, right? And I don't know how many in Gaudiya Math. And he didn't say in ISKCON, he just said sannyasis. I mean, quite a few people. You take Gaudiya Math and ISKCON and Advaitin sannyasis, I mean, there's a lot of people that are sannyasis and sadhus. I said, you are one of the few sannyasis that I offer obeisances to. And then I said, anyway, I feel honored that I'm in a good group, that you're putting me in the good group. I mean, I don't deserve to be in that good group, but somehow out of the kindness of your heart, you're putting me in the good group. So I was saying, this is really not the way to go. In 11th canto of Bhagavatam, in Uddhava Gita, Krishna is telling that we should offer obeisances to all living entities. Even to animals. Doesn't mean you go around and offer dandavas to donkeys and dogs. Hey, bhakta dog, dandavas. Hey, bhakta gada. Gada? Is it gada? It means jackass is gada. Bhakta gada, dandavas. You know, and you get down, lying on the ground, and you know, it kicks you in the head or something. It's not like that, but it's the mood. It's the bhav. It's a bhav. One sees like that. Vidyavanaya sampane brahmane kavihashtani shuni chaiva sapake cha pandita samadarshana. A pundit, okay, a pundit. He can be a mayavadi pundit or any kind of pundit, shastriya pundit or any kind of pundit, brahman pundit. He can see by virtue of knowledge, samadarshan. He has studied all the sama. He studied all the darshans, all the philosophies, and he can understand that with his vision, by studying Samadarshan, by studying all the different philosophies and Tattva Siddhantas, he can understand the oneness of life, Brahma Satya Jagan Mitya, you can understand that there's Brahman everywhere. The Brahman is everywhere. Brahman is, he has Vidyavanaya Sampan, that he sees everywhere. Because of his knowledge, he can see the soul in a dog. He can see the soul in a Brahman, in a dog, in an elephant, and a dog, and even a dog eater. He sees everywhere Atma, Brahman. But that's just the pundit. That's not the Vaishnava pundit. The Vaishnava pundit not only sees with knowledge, but he sees with bhav. One eye, vidyak, bhavak. Eye of knowledge, eye of bhav. And the eye of bhav is stronger and more powerful and more important in the realm of bhakti. Because it's with the eye of bhav that we see Krishna. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santak sardaivariyesha vilokayanti. And with the eye of bhav, you can see the devotee. Krishna and devotee are the same. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. So that pundit is special. The Vaishnava pundit, the Gaudiya Vaishnava pundit, like Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta. Not only Siddhanta, or not only Vedanta, but Bhakti Vedanta and Bhakti Siddhanta, then we can actually see. And this bhakti means bhav. Someone has bhav, and his heart is full of seva bhav, then he genuinely feels the desire to serve others. He genuinely feels that. Bhav, what is bhav? Bhav is a feeling. We already established that we have kam bhav. Kam bhav is strong feelings to enjoy maya. It's natural. We have strong desires and appetite to serve maya. It's natural. So when the heart becomes pure, we'll have strong desires and an appetite to serve Krishna and to serve the devotees. Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. So when a Vaishnava comes, in any form, man, woman, young, old, how may I serve you? Not like, oh, what do you want? or what can I take from you? Oh, here comes a big banya. Let me get some money from this guy. How may I serve you? Of course, the ultimate service is to give them Krishna, somehow or other. Yare deke tare kaha krishnupadesh amara agaya guru hanatare desh. Wherever you go, yare deke tare kaha. Wherever you see anyone, yare deke tare kaha. Wherever you go, whomever you see, tell them about Krishna. This is the greatest service. And tell people about Krishna. And everything else will be adjusted automatically by Krishna. He's in everyone's heart. Sanatan Goswami didn't hit up the guy for a donation. Sanatan Goswami didn't hit up Ram Kapoor. Ram Kapoor was a baniya, a salt merchant from Agra. His boat was trapped up on a sandbar in Yamuna. And he asked some people, some Brijvasis on the banks of the Yamuna. He said, look, my boat's stuck up here. What can I do? And he said, I don't know. What? You know, there's some Siddha Mahatma on the top of Dwarasaditya Tila. Why don't you go see him? He goes all around doing Madhukari. He looks pretty skinny. Maybe he has some mystic powers. A lot of these Siddha Bhavas have mystic powers. Okay, what's his name? His name is Sanatan Baba. So they went up there and they said, Sanatan Baba. Hey, Baba. Suno. Amara Noka Stuck Hoga. My noka, my boat is stuck. Can you get it released? And he said, what can I do? You would think I am. I'm simply a Krishna Bhakta. All I know is chanting Hare Krishna. I'm not some mystic yogi. I don't have any powers. Acha. But they told me, no, but see this boy in the tree. See this boy sitting on this branch here, in this kadamba tree. He maybe can do something. Because he plays his flute. His name is Madan Mohan. He plays his flute and the whole universe shakes. And the whole universe trembles. And demigods go wild. And rocks melt and water freezes. And everything, amazing things happen when he plays his flute. So I don't know what, I can't really do anything, but you can pray to him, maybe something. Now we don't hear any account of Sanatan Goswami of him asking the guy, oh, you know, can you give me a donation to build a temple over here? I need 8 crores to build a temple here on top of Dwarasaditya Tila. He didn't say anything. But Krishna adjusted everything. He simply told him about Madan Mohan, about his Mahima, Vena Madhurya. He told him about his Vena Madhurya, the sweetness of his flute and the prabhava of his flute. And he said, listen, I leave it up to Madan Mohan. You pray to him and see what happens. And he said, all right, Baba, listen, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. And Baba didn't say anything. He didn't ask him to do anything for him. He's Atmaram, Aptakam. He's self-satisfied, no desire to fulfill. What does he need? A little He doesn't even take roti, he just takes a little atta and mixes it with some dirt, a little jumunajal, and makes a ball. A little brajaraj, a little atta, a little jumunajal, make one goli, and throw it in some sukapatra and some lakri, and you make the bati, what do you call it? Bati. Bati goli, and offer it. No salt, no chutney, no sabji, nothing. Nothing at all. And offer to Madan Mohan. So, he's happy, doesn't need anything more. Giriraj Prakama, Bhajan, Shastra Pardana, and writing Shastra. But somehow, this Kapoor, this Bani, said, no, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If I sell this, all this merchandise of salt, then I'll come back and build a nice temple for your Madan Mohan. And Sanatan said, yeah, whatever Krishna wants, whatever he wants, that'll happen. So that's what happened. So this is what we should do more and more, and then actually we can genuinely, practice makes perfect. Because what happens is whatever you do in your sadhana becomes your sadhya. And if you have a thread of a desire, maybe you only have one thread of desire, Krishna, I'd really like to be a Saivite. I'd really like to be a surrendered servant. I'd really like to be a pure servant of yours and a pure servant of the devotees, a pure servant of Hari, Guru, and Vaishnav. I really want to be, but it's only a thread. You know, one thread, you take your cloth and one thread's hanging off. It's only one thread of desire. But that's really me. That's the real me. So if that thread is there, then you start trying to act like that. Someone comes, how may I serve you? Actually, yes, the reason I came here is that I'm building a bhajan kutir and I need some donation. Okay, fine. What is it? What do you do there? This, that, and then you give some donation, whatever you help you can do. Because this is our life. Like someone might say, this person's disturbing me. I want to study Shastra. I want to write a book. I want to study Shastra. I'm busy. I'm busy. What is busy? We're busy to do seva. And the conclusion of all the Shastra, the conclusion of all the study, the conclusion of all the shlokas, the conclusion of all the bhajan is Ayinanda Tanajakinkaram Patitam Bahambashabhamu. I'm your Kim Karomi. I'm your Kinkar. Kinkar means servant. Hey, Nandanandan. I'm a servant of you. I'm a servant of the Vaishnavas. And I'm a servant foremost of my Guru. That's all I want. Ahoy tuki apratiyata. No calculation. Ahoy tuki apratiyata. Apratiyata means no calculation. Just serve. Serve to serve. Calculation means profit motive, business, transaction. I'm giving to get. No, we just give. We give to give. No taking, only giving. By taking, we go down. By giving, we go up. It's like this. By taking, we go down. By giving, we go up. This is spiritual calculation. Material calculation is they want to take. They want to take, take, take. This consuming. It's called consumer generation, consumerism. Mm-hmm. Consuming. Everyone's consuming each other. Jivo, jivasti, jivanam. Jivo, jivasti, jivanam. We cannot exist without consumption. The whole material world exists on consumption. Everyone's consuming. One living entity is consuming another. But the spiritual world exists on dedication. Everyone's dedicating whatever they have to the center. Everyone's dedicating whatever they have for the pleasure and happiness of Krishna. And by dedicating, everyone becomes happy. And by dedicating, everyone's unified. And by dedicating, everyone's in harmony with the center, which is Krishna. Who is Krishna? But here, everyone's taking. Opposite. Everything we do is opposite. The materialist wants to take, consume, and exploit. We want to give, to dedicate, and serve. To give, to dedicate, to serve. This is Vrindavan. The material world is to take, to have, to hold. To take, to have, to hold. Because that's the principle of this material world. The material world is based on consumption. One living being exists by consuming another living being. Right? Ahastani sahastanam apadani chatuspadam falguni tatramahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. One living entity exists on another living entity. Vegetables are alive. We eat them to live. We're vegetarians. They die, we live. And we only get free from sin by sacrifice to Vishnu, Vishnu Yajna. Otherwise we go down also. We become vegetable also and get consumed. Yajna shishashno shanta mudshante sarvakilbashe munjate te tukam papam ye pachantyat makaranat. So there must be Vishnu Yajna. Everything must be dedicated to Vishnu. And they're there, even in this world. The spiritual world is made of dedication. Vaikuntha is calculated dedication, and Vrindavan is spontaneous dedication. Because in Vrindavan, they don't want anything. They don't want anything. No salokyas and samipyas, anything. They just want service. But the jivas, they have prem by vaidhi sadhana, they go to bhav and prem and Vaikuntha. But their prem is tinged with some calculation. I want sarupya. I want samipya. I want salokya. I want sharsti. Samaste. But the braj bhakti, the braj bhastis, they want to follow Sri Dham Subal and Sakiras or Nanda Baba and Yashoda and Matsalya or Alita Vishaka, Radha, Krishna, and Madhur, Rupa Manjri. There's not a tinge or drop of any calculation, just service, here, there, anywhere. You give me any form, I don't care. You give me any place, I don't care. You give me wealth or no wealth, I don't care. I don't care about sharsti or samipya. Yeah, I'm near you, I'm far from you, it doesn't matter. Just let me, any service connection, that's all. This is Braj. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavindam.